Zogt Eilige Mishnah weiter. Masechtes Klayim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So we learned before you can have a mechitza that separates a vineyard from plants. And you can plant mamish up until the mechitza on both sides. But we're going to learn some more halachas as to what's considered a mechitza. Mechitzas ha-konim. A mechitza that's made out of standing sticks. Basically, you have a bunch of sticks stuck into the ground that are high 10 tefachim. But there's space in between the sticks. They're not swaying in the wind, but there's space in between the sticks. There's nothing going horizontally over here. Zakta Mishnah. Im ein ben kono l'chaver yeshleish tefachim. If you don't have three tefachim in between, one stick and the other. Kedei shiyakonis hagedi. So that a little goat can push its way through at one time. Herezu kemechitza, that's called a mechitza. And memela, you can have your vines on one side and your zroyim on the other side. So the Batanura reminds us of the klal of love, and if you learn Masechtas Sukkah, you've seen it many times, but it appears all over Shas Masechtas Erevin. Love it means, and it's actually a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. If you have two things where the space in between them is less than three tefachim, it is considered connected. It's as if there's no space. So, if there's less than three tefachim between one pole and the other pole over here, between one stick and the other stick, it's considered a closed mechitza. And like we explained, you can have your kerem, your vineyard on one side, zroim on the other side, and you don't have to distance the regular four amos from the kerem. Zakta Mishnah Vayita, what about the gader shenifratz? The word nifratz means broken open. There's a breach over here. So, ad eser amos, until 10 amos, but no more, harehi, that piercer, that open space, kepesach has a din of a doorway. When you have a doorway in a gate, you don't see, oh, the gate is open. No, it's a doorway. And therefore, explains about Tanura, it's mutter to plant zroim on one side, and the vines on the other side, even by the part where it's open. But if Yasser Mekain, if the breach is wider than 10 amos, so keneged pirtza asa, you can't plant zroim on one side and the vines on the other side, and they're mamish close to each other. You have to have the four amos that are normally necessary. Once it's more than 10 amos, I don't consider it a pesach. I say there's no mechitza here. Well, if there's no mechitza, you can't plant zroim next to vines unless you have four amos. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Nifritzubai peratzes harba. This mechitza has a lot of problems. There are a bunch of breaches in the mechitza, a bunch of open spaces. Not just one, there are several. If I'm going to measure, I'm going to see they're all more than three tvachim. If they're less than three tvachim, it's not called a breach. But although the breaches are more than three tvachim, they're also less than 10 amos. The only thing is, do I have to add up the different openings? And the answer is, I do have to keep cheshbon. Because im ha'oimed meruba ala parts, if lemaisa, if I take the total amount of closed space and the total amount of open space, there's still more closed space than open space. The oimed, the standing mechitza, is meruba is more ala parts than the parts that are open. So mutter. Then it's mutter the plant, again, even opposite the openings. Even if there's a kerem right on the other side. But, the im haparetz meruba la'imid, if I'm going to make a cheshbon, I'm going to walk around this mechitza, and I'm going to say the total amount of area that is open is more than the area that's closed, even though each opening is less than 10, but then I'm going to say keneged apirtza aser. Opposite those openings, you can't plant the zroim up until the kerem. You're going to have your regular four amos to separate them. So let me ask you something. I have a fence that's paritz merubah la'aymet. The total area of open spaces are more than the closed spaces. You're telling me I can't have the kerem next to the zroim by the open places. What about by the closed places? There I could have the kerem next to the zroim, and the answer is yes, whatever the Batanura says, provided that you have at least a stretch of four tefachim. The Batnura says Arba, but the Taisus Yom Tov explains he means Tvachim. So, again, chazing over our Mishnah Dalet, I have a mechitza of Kanim, of sticks. If I don't have between one reed and the other three Tvachim, so that a gedi can push itself through, no problem. Less than three is called lavud. It's as if it's connected, and it's called a mechitza. You can have a kerem on one side, zroim on the other side, even if there's without the usual distance that's necessary. There's an opening of the fence. If the opening is less than 10 amos, it has din of a pesach, still no problem. I don't have to distance the zroim on one side of the fence and the kerem on the other side of the fence, not only where it's closed, even where it's open. If the opening is more than 10, meaning more than 10 amos, and you cannot plant opposite the opening, if there are a bunch of smaller openings, more than 3 tfachim, but less than 10. So I have to look at the total area around the fence. How much is closed? How much is open? If more of the fence is closed than open, called Amid Merubah Lepar, it's no problem. It's all called a mechitza. You can plant even opposite the openings. But if more is open than closed, that's called Paritz Merubah Le'aymed, then you cannot plant by the open parts. You have to have the necessary distance of 4 amos between the Kerem and the Zerayim. What about the closed parts? Even with such a fence, where there's more open than closed, but keneged, the closed part, says the Vatanura, you still could plant, as long as you have at least 4 tvachim.